Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Gary Allen tickets, your chance to win a pair of Gary Allen tickets coming up shortly this morning on Big Willie 105.5. Gary Allen's going to be at the Capitol Theater November 8th, but you have a chance to win tickets today. They're going to go on sale in a couple of weeks, but you can win tickets today with Dimitri live and dangerously local, so stay tuned for that. Also a chance to win a prize package from the Carnegie Science Center, a wonderful museum. It's an attraction in Pittsburgh, number one the biggest attraction in Pittsburgh for museums, and it's got all sorts of really neat things for kids. And now with kids going back to school and STEM being such a big issue, science, technology, engineering, math, and all that, Carnegie Science Center is it. Well, I've got a prize package for you for that as well, so that is coming up. After the 8 o'clock news, we've got John Leonetti and Scott Sonder. They're going to be here, two very, very smart, committed guys who are doing everything that they can to protect every property owner, really, in West Virginia and Ohio. These guys are from West Virginia, but the same applies to Ohio with this forced pooling and everything else, and how the power companies, the fracking companies, have pretty much bought off a lot of the legislators in the state capitol. And so we'll be talking about that and what they're in the process of doing to help you get the royalties that you deserve. Because right now, it sure looks like everyone, or a lot of people, are getting really, really ripped off with these big companies. And the politicians are just, don't get me started with these characters. All right, so we got all that and so much more. Phone number, Dimitri's studio hotline, radio studio hotline, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Make it one of your favorites on your cell phone, because you're going to need that to win these prizes and also to call in with your comments about whatever. Don't abuse the privilege. 740-325-1490. Do not abuse the privilege. Yesterday got to be pretty ugly. We don't want any... hold on. Big Willie, 105.5, hello. One more thing. When you call in, the way a phone call works is when you call and I answer, don't hang up. Because there's communication. What we have here is failure to communicate. If I could do a good Strother Martin, I would have, but I can't. So there's that. All right, fine. So back to the agony of me watching the local news this morning, trying to come up with any kind of material for the show. So I'm watching 7, and it's painful. And I want to stress, the issue here is not the kid. They hired some new kid to try to do the weather, and I'm sure he's a very nice, lovely, decent human being. This is not about the kid. It's never about the kids. You never hear me complain about the individual kids that they hire to do the weather or the sports or the news or whatever it happens to be. Both TV stations, 7 and 9, have sold their souls to the devil. They said, look, we're going to maximize our profits because we know the TV industry is going away, and it really is going away. So we're going to hire the cheapest talent that we can hire. We pay them next to nothing. We hand them microphones and we pretend that we're actually doing news or what, weather or whatever. Why am I burping? Hold on. Oh, that's much better. All right. So they hired lots of kids. They hired this kid. And I actually feel sorry for him. I really do, because he has no clothes. They don't even have wardrobe allowances now at 7, and I think they still do at 9. They're better dressed at 9. Not a lot better dressed, but they are better dressed. I tell you who's really better dressed, these salespeople. When your salespeople are better dressed than your on-air talent, that's pretty damn pathetic. But that's the nature of TV these days. So this poor kid who obviously has no clothes, and through no fault of his own, I want to stress this. This is not about the kid. It really isn't. He's doing his best. God bless him. I wish him well. I hope he has a wonderful career. I really do. The problem is the TV station and its political agenda. And this is Nexstar. They're the ones that own Channel 7. And this is the same Nexstar that when they were doing this search for the valley, you know, most important women or special women in the valley, included, they said that you nominate, you know, any woman that you want, and that includes nominating men who identify as women. That's their political agenda. I actually checked with their headquarters, their main media guy, and he said, yes, you can nominate a man who is identifying as a woman. That's their political agenda. And the stories that they did about Bernie Sanders coming here, I thought it was like 5 or 6 stories, maybe 7, I don't know, about Bernie Sanders complaining about the oily car keys and, you know, we should not have oily car keys. Presumably we should have non-oily car keys. So it was just insane stuff. Anyway, so I'm watching this morning and the weather, it's the weather forecast. And this poor kid comes on, his suit, his pants, it's heartbreaking to watch. It really is. But the thing that jumped out at me was, oh my God, look at how devious Channel 7 is by trying to push its politically woke agenda. He's standing there in front of a slide, a display, or whatever, of weather, different types of weather categories. And each category was on a separate line, and each one had a different color. And when you look at it and you're not really thinking about it, it picture the LGBTQ plus flag. They made their background, and again, I'm not using the right terminology because I don't know TV, but they used their background to make it look just like, or virtually identical to the LGBTQ flag. And here, I actually took a picture of it, and with a color copier here, so I made a color copy. This is, I'm holding this up to the microphone. This is radio. You probably can't see this. All right. I'll hold it up to the Facebook live stream. I've got a camera here, which is essentially my old iPad. And here, you can see for yourself. Is that not the LGBTQ flag? Is that not the LGBTQ flag? And if you look at his tie, are those not the colors of the transgender flag? Are you telling me this is all a coincidence? Channel 7, woke Channel 7? I think they're pushing their political agenda here, and I think it is so devious because they're just making it seem as if it's the weather. But in fact, it's their political woke agenda. You don't believe me? Go to the Facebook live stream of the show right now. Because again, if I hold it up to the microphone, you can't really see it on radio. But on the Facebook live stream, there it is. There's the LGBTQ flag and the transgender tie all right there. And again, it's not the kid's fault. He's doing his best. There's no wardrobe allowance. But the political agenda, geez, can you make it any more obvious? Can you make it any more obvious? Now, if you are listening to me on the radio first, thank you very much. It's Big Willie 105.5, as well as 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. If you cannot access the Facebook live stream right now, you can go to Facebook when you have a chance and look at the Dimitri profile page. It's the one with the 7,500 or so followers. Not the ones that have 2 or 3 followers from Nigeria. The real one is the one with the 7,500 followers. You can also go and see the Facebook live stream. You can also see it on Big Willie 105.5, that Facebook page. You can see it all over Facebook, but especially Big Willie 105.5. Make sure you follow me there and also follow me on the profile page as well. I have posted, in addition to the Facebook live stream, which you can see, and again, here, see for yourself, tell me that's not the LGBTQ flag, and tell me that's not the transgender agenda tie. Tell me this isn't political woke crap from 7 again, after all these stories about Bernie Sanders and oily car keys and everything else. Jesus. Why would you put oil on your car keys? This makes no sense. Anyway. I also have taken a picture of the screen this morning, and I have posted it on my Facebook profile page. And you can see for yourself, and you can comment on that if you think it's appropriate for Channel 7 to be pushing its woke political agenda with the LGBTQ flag and the transgender tie. And again, I don't blame the kid. He's doing his best. They don't have a wardrobe allowance, but I'm sure they're telling him, hey, this is the message that we want to send here in the Valley. And there it is. There it is. It's pathetic. Anyway, so the last time I checked, in fact, I'm going to check again. Hold on. Last time I checked, which was a few minutes ago, we had like 500 views already on that. People were losing their minds. Hold on. Posts. Let me tell you how many views we've gotten on this thing. Okay, already 9 comments, and we have got more than 1,212 views already just on that in a few minutes. People are very, very opinionated about the LGBTQ flag that Seven has incorporated into their newscast and that transgender tie this poor kid is wearing. And again, it's not the kid's fault. It's Channel 7, their political agenda. You could have nominated a dude who identified as a woman for their award every year for the best women or whatever they're called in the Valley. You could have nominated a dude. That's Channel 7. Why any advertiser would want to be associated with this and their political agenda here in the Valley is incomprehensible to me. It is absolutely incomprehensible. All right, so include your comments. Let me know what you think. Maybe we'll shame Seven into not being so politically woke. I doubt it, but I think it's part of their DNA, quite frankly. But this was the worst. This was the worst. The LGBTQ flag and the transgender agenda tie. My God, unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Gary Allen tickets coming up shortly. Capitol Theater, Saturday, November 8th. Tickets go on sale on Friday the 22nd, but you can win a pair of tickets today. This morning on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on Big Willie 105.5, as well as the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And again, download the River Network app. It's free. And click Big Willie 105.5 to hear me Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, Thursdays and Fridays on Big Willie 105.5, you still have that great country music. And Morgan Wallen, my God, how popular is this guy? Morgan Wallen, it's unbelievable. You think I'm popular. Morgan Wallen is more popular than Dimitri by several factors, I must say. Several. In any event, you'll hear country music Thursdays and Fridays. I know a lot of people have been clamoring, hey, we want more Dimitri, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Thursdays and Fridays on Big Willie. Believe me, radio station management is hearing you. Keep it up. But in the meantime, on Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network, you get Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. Some of the shows that I've done earlier in the week are rebroadcast Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. I don't know if he has done anything with East Ohio Regional Hospital to tell them to stop pretending on their website that they are still open. Steve is the local contact person. He had made that very, very clear on my show when we had him on. And frankly, I would hope that Steve Novotny would have talked to Harold Ramsey and also to Doc Johnson and whoever else he answers to regarding this mess of East Ohio Regional Hospital to tell him, hey, it is unethical to have on the website, your website, the hospital website, that you're open and that you're operational. You are deceiving everyone on earth who has internet access who does not know that the hospital has been closed since March. Why Harold Ramsey and Doc Johnson and, frankly, Steve Novotny would tolerate that is beyond my comprehension. I mean, that is just so dishonest on so many levels, it's difficult to overstate. It really is. It's absolutely difficult to overstate how dishonest this is. So I hope. I have not checked this. In fact, maybe I should check this morning. I'm not sure I'm going to have enough time. Well, I might. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can just sneak this thing in here. Hold on. East Ohio Hospital, just a higher regional hospital. Okay, Join our East Ohio Regional Hospital family. Apply today. Phone, pay bills here, patient portal. Nope. They're still pretending as if they're open. They're still pretending as if they're open. My God, does anyone have any ethics left connected with East Ohio Regional Hospital? You're not open. Why are you pretending to be open on the internet? Why are you deceiving everybody on the internet who doesn't know the real story? How dishonest.